Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Well, the controversy surrounding Keaton Jones' moms continues. She spoke up, and we'll hear what she had to say coming up. And the last person you'd expect has a sexy new calendar for 2018. We'll tell you who, but let's get this party started with our L.A. crew, Frank and Heidi. What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Well, first of all, we want to wish all of our Jewish peeps a happy Hanukkah!
Or as we say around here, Shaka Kanaka.
All right,
it's just a thing we do.
That's beautiful.
I like that version.
Right. Me too. And tonight is the first night of Hanukkah, and we hope that the Festival of Lights brings you and your family joy, love, and peace. And child, you know nothing says Hanukkah like Roy Moore's wife, Kayla Moore.
Oh, God.
At a rally last night, she was trying to prove that her and her husband aren't anti-Semitic by saying this.
We set the record straight while they're here. Is a Jew.
I am in shock.
No. And notice, she didn't say, you know, many friends who we have in our home who are, you know, have spent weekends and nights and summer. We got a Jew lawyer.
Right.
That's just good business. Right. Everyone's got a Jew lawyer, right?
Right.
And we fellowship with them in court.
Right. Oh, my God. It wouldn't hurt her to just say Jewish people.
Right.
Yeah, certain things you can't slang out.
Not at all. Right.
This is the whole,
right.
I can't be racist because I have a black friend.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah.
I can't
right.
be racist because I'm on Dish Nation.
Right. Now, you work with us, Frank.
We know plenty of white people in L.A.
Yeah.
Well, Kim and Kanye have a new neighbor, Kim's mother.
Oh, no.
Yes, Chris moved in.
Oh, my gosh. They can't get away from her.
She bought a $9.9 million estate out here in Los Angeles in a community called Hidden Hills.
Oh, it's a nice one.
And, yeah, it's a big community, but she didn't choose a house that's, you know, a mile away. She chose the house right across the street.
Wow.
She gets to see the grand.
Right. No, grandma want to be close.
There is a sense of anxiety and panic that has come over me right now because to have a mother-in-law or your mom next door or across the street, like, it making me nervous.
Thank you, Heidi. I'm like, is no one thinking about Kanye in this situation? I know Kim loves her mom because I wish my mom could just live with me.
Yeah. Right.
But for Kanye, think about it. Before they got their house, they were living with Chris.
Right.
Now they got their own place. Now she's coming to live across the street.
Yeah.
Well, that's like,
I picture it like in the show Bewitched when Endora would just pop in and all the food. She's Endora.
And you can't dinkle that away. Like,
right.
She's rubbing her nose.
It's like, where'd you come from? She's here again.
Big congratulations go out to The Rock and his lovely lady, Lauren, who are expecting baby number two. Baby number
congratulations.
One. So cute. Look at this little girl, little Jasmine, two-year-old daughter, Jasmine Leah. They went on Instagram, and The Rock posted this photo of her to announce they're expecting a baby girl. Lauren revealed the baby bump for the first time on the Jumanji red carpet last night.
Doesn't look like the bump's big enough to be able to tell the sex of the baby yet.
You don't usually tell people until you're 4 or 5 months along.
Yeah,
which,
right.
You know.
If that slit goes any higher on the dress, you're able to see the baby.
All right, well, and speaking of babies, we're about 2.5 weeks away from the new year, and Ludacris is already making his New Year's resolution.
Oh, what's that?
2018, Ludacris is going to have a baby boy.
Really?
Well, that's the goal.
He's just going to say that's what he's going to have.
Because he's got three daughters, adorable daughters, but he said 2018, that is my resolution, that is my goal, I want a son.
No pressure for you, Doxy. Goodness.
Yeah. Right. Come on, Ludacris, you have the money. Go down to one of those, you know, clinics where they can spin it all up, separate it, make sure you get a boy, because I've seen so many couples
chasing
the gender. Mm-hmm. They end up with six kids, and it's all six girls. All I mean, girls. They got a great soccer team, but that's about it.
He's going to have better luck going to a park and find a parent who's not paying attention.
Well, if his sex wasn't so fast and furious, maybe he'd get a boy in there. Because I guess it's like that the male sperm die sooner, but they're faster.
They're faster, and they die sooner. The female sperm are slower, but they live longer.
You got a Tokyo Drift at the end to get
there. Oh, I can't take this, y'all.
All right, y'all, it's just 13 days until Christmas, honey. I'm sure you all are still shopping for gifts. Well, I have a suggestion.
What's that, Gary?
Maybe the 2018 Rachel Dolezal walk.
What?
Yes, bitch, for just $20, honey, you can see 12 beautiful months of Ms. Dolezal posing in portraits and sharing her woke words of wisdom.
No, honey, no, not woke.
Yes, baby, she's giving you dreads for the gods, honey.
She's giving you raining dreads, waterfall dreads.
Okay, just dreads and gowns, honey, Lord dreads and gowns.
So let me guess, all 12 of these months are February.
Okay. Black History Month.
And y'all, honey, if Rachel Dolezal isn't your cup of tea, may I suggest me, honey, on our new dish gear. Look at that, y'all. Mm-hmm. We've got y'all shirts, totes, hoodies, and look at me, y'all, for your holiday gift needs. Just go to dishnation.com/dishgear to start shopping today.
I think I'll take the Dolezal calendar. All right, so also up next, the backlash from the Keaton Jones video continues. Now, for those who don't know who Keaton Jones is, he was the young man from Tennessee who went viral after his mom posted a video of him in tears talking about what it's like to be bullied.
Right. Yeah.
So there was a whole bunch of people coming to his defense and showing him love and support. It was a lot of celebs, LeBron James, Justin Bieber, Katy Perry, Rihanna, Terry Crews, Jennifer Lopez, just naming a few. So then the backlash began when people found pics on Keaton's mother, Kimberly's now private Facebook page, of her and her family posing with the Confederate flag like it was a cape.
And guns.
Yeah, wow. And guns, too. Oh, God. Yeah, kind of weird. So Kimberly went on GMA this morning to defend herself.
We're not racist. I mean, and people that know us know that.
The Tennessee mother's Facebook account, which originally posted the bullying video, is now private. Jones told ABC News the photo of her family posing with the Confederate flag is real, but says it's not racist in any way.
It was meant to be ironic and funny and extreme. I am genuinely, truly sorry. If I could take it back, I would.
She said it was funny, ironic, and extreme.
Do you realize you have to, like, go hunt for a Confederate flag?
And what's
like,
funny about it?
I mean, yeah, what's funny about it? That's like, I'm going to pose with, you know, a swastika flag with all my friends. Be like, we were just, it was such a riot.
Exactly.
We were just joking around.
So what's the joke?
What's the joke?
And what kind of humor is that she's teaching her kids? So the same hate that flag represents and the pain and that flag represents, her son then videotaped it to talk about other bullies bullying him.
And at the end of the day, bullying is wrong. You shouldn't pick on people.
Right.
And the mom has been accused of some really crazy things, too, because, like, there was a UFC fighter who was like, you know, hey, I'm going to send him out to come watch his fight or train or whatnot. And, like, when you say when he got on the phone with the mom, the whole only concern was, like, trying to get money and raise money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how is money going to stop bullying?
Right.
Well,
right.
Greg, yes, that was taken down. I guess he was talking to a fake account. It wasn't actually the mother. There was a couple of Instagram accounts that popped up asking for money. And the GoFundMe page was actually started by complete stranger, doesn't know the family at all, but I don't understand the giving of the money. I understand the celebrities coming out in support and going, hey, you know what? Let's make this kid a celebrity in that sense to go, hey, we're all accepting of each other.
Right.
The message is being lost with the asking for money. I think the anti-bullying campaign, all the celebrities hopping on board, that was fantastic. And yes, let's sit down and talk to the school. What is happening at school? Where is the administration? Where is are the people who are on the playground or in the lunchroom who are supposed to prevent that stuff from happening? And why are these other kids bullying? I mean, it has to come from someplace. Maybe they were bullied. Maybe their home life is bad. I mean, you really can't blame either side here, but the whole point is to get the message out that it's anti-bullying for both sides.
Right. Right. And by the way, if you were so standing, this is the thing I hate when people apologize or she's standing by her Facebook post. Oh, no, that was silly and ironic. Oh, well, you took it down. You took it down, so deep down you know it's wrong, because if you leave it up, you'd go, no, I stand by that. I meant there's no hate in my heart. The people who know me know me. You'd left it up, but you didn't leave it up because you know you're an
Exactly.
Coming up, if you thought the Paris Hilton Lindsay Lohan feud was a thing of the past, honey, think again, because Paris just brought it back. Stay tuned.
W-Dope humans, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, 50 Cent being called the sexist.
Oh?
He clapped back in true 50 Cent fashion. You know, the man's been shot 9 times, so you're going to be very well guarded.
Oh, exactly.
So, 50 Cent posted a photo of a woman in a bikini looking down at her, you know, goodies, if you know what I mean.
Right.
And there was a thought bubble above it that said, thank you very much for the apartment, the jewelry, the money. What could I do without you? So, along with the photo, 50 wrote the caption, take time out to reflect and appreciate the good things in life. You would not be here without one.
Well, I mean, his mistake is he should have just, that's a meme that's been everywhere.
Right.
He should have just posted the meme and not added on in the caption, because then people act like you made the meme, it's your message, when he's really just trying to be funny.
Right.
I mean, but you do realize that women wield the most power in the world, right?
Like, we do. We had y'all.
Yeah, see?
How?
We can't make a human. I mean, you need our help to get the baby there, but y'all like do the carrying, y'all put the
we
baby
do
out.
A little bit that y'all do, we shouldn't even mention it.
But, you know, this photo got a lot of attention, and it was one woman who wrote, you really need to be checked. Whoever does your PR needs to backhand you with a wet dish rag to be up here posting some sexist
a wet dish rag.
Is this her first 50 Cent post?
Probably.
His whole page is offensive, okay? Right. Hello.
Yeah, apparently she just is.
She just broke her virginity with 50 Cent.
Girl.
What did he say back to her?
Yeah.
Oh, in a very classic 50 Cent, man.
Of course.
He said, shut up, bitch. I'm different.
Oh, gosh. He's so crude.
Straight to the point.
Yeah. And she probably didn't think he would see the comments because he has, like, thousands of comments.
Right.
But he posts stuff so he can sit all day to read the comments.
Yeah, like, if this was Greek mythology, 50 Cent is the god of petty.
Yes.
He sees all, and he knows all that you do.
That's right. He shut the conversation down before you even started. Well, after a decade, Paris Hilton is still not a fan of Lindsay Lohan.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's a long time.
It sure is. Well, it's the 11th year anniversary since this photo was snapped, dubbing Paris Hilton, Britney Spears, and Lindsay Lohan the Holy Trinity.
Really?
Yes.
Holy Trinity.
Now, at the time, the girls were involved in a very, very heated feud, part of which consisted of Lindsay Lohan being called Firecrotch. So the tabloids were, like, really shocked to see them hanging out and partying together. But when MTV Australia recently reminisced about the photo with Paris, she spilled this tea.
Lindsay, did she, like, hit back on this at all? Did she say anything?
Well, actually, it was just Britt and I out, and then she just, like, chased us to the car and got in. She wasn't invited.
At what point do you say to Lindsay Lohan, I'm so sorry, babe, you're gonna have to get out?
You're not on the list.
I mean, I think she's doing well in Mykonos now, so.
Yeah, sure.
Shady.
Paris Hilton's still on that. You can't sit with us.
Right, exactly.
And where's Lindsay? In the front seat? Yeah. Look at Britney's awkward smile. Yeah, she damn sure jumped in there.
Like, has there ever been, like, a person that just jumped in your mix that you didn't want around that, like, just always shows up to something?
It does have to lie, but we can't mention no names because they still do it.
Oh, Lord. That's like something you'll do, Gary. Totally not invited. Totally want to go.
But I'm going to always be on the list, though.
Are you going to be on the list, honey?
Yes, honey. Okay, y'all, for all you Netflix addicts, Portia and Handcrack, Netflix is watching y'all, too.
How?
Man, Netflix recently released their original Christmas movie, A Christmas Prince, and apparently some viewers have a little too much time on their hands. Netflix tweeted, to the 53 people who watched The Christmas Prince every day for the past 18 days, who hurt you?
But that's rude as hell. Don't judge us while we're watching our Netflix.
And should they be watching and paying attention to how many times we've watched something?
Well, analytics. There's certain things I be watching, and it takes me a long time to watch it. Like, I've been watching, like, The Secret for, like, about a year now.
Yeah.
And it's just taking forever for me to get any traction on it.
Yeah.
You know
how
it says, like, continue watching?
Yeah.
I feel like one day I'm a Logan is going to say, hurry up and finish.
Right.
Are you having some issues with your man's ex-girlfriend? Cardi B has some advice for you next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey.
You can't mess with us if you wanted to. Cardi B got her man Offset to put a ring on it, so it looks like they'll be heading down the aisle one day. But for all you ladies out there, Cardi just took to Instagram to offer up some relationship advice, especially when it comes to dealing with your man's exes.
Let me tell you something, right? If the bitch that used to your be doing on, you know, the social Instagram media, whatever the trying to be petty. Don't be arguing to your men about that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's their goal. The bitch want you guys to argue about her. The bitch want that you bring her up so he could start thinking about her. And bitch, you're going to remain a non back in my relationship. I ain't gonna argue about you. I'm gonna argue about, you know, like, why can't we never go to the restaurant that I want to go? Why can't we, why do we always gotta eat what you wanna eat? That's the type of me and my man gonna be arguing about, not about you.
That's true. You will waste more time arguing with him about her than moving forward with your relationship.
Yep. And then she wins.
Now I can't front. I've been in situations where, like, ex-girlfriends might comment or like on something of mine, but here's the thing.
Oh, what?
I'm a man of the people.
Okay.
You better.
The thing is. So, I mean, you're still cheating with everybody.
No, that is not true. That is not true at all. You know, I mean, sometimes it's just hard to, like, get over the fact that, like, you know, I may have been the best boyfriend you've ever had. And the
you
fact
are
so
that. So
that's how you explain it to your girl to say,
crack.
I'm just a good.
Yeah,
they want me. They just still like me. I can't help it.
That's why your head's so damn swole.
Yeah, because you probably be bopping you upside your damn head.
You cute, baby.
I treat people well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, moving on, it's deal time. Yes, y'all, and I'm super excited about this one. Now, y'all know how important it is to have a beautiful smile, right?
Hey.
Nobody wants nasty teeth looking crazy, all dirty and yellow, right?
Oh, right.
Well, I've got something for you.
What you got, girl?
Yep.
Check out this 2-pack of activated coconut charcoal teeth whitening powder, y'all. It really works. It has pure, natural, and simple ingredients that guarantee your teeth will be 7 shades whiter in 7 days.
What?
Now, this powder naturally detoxifies your gums and balances the pH in your mouth to help prevent cavities.
How much?
I know. You need to know, Gary, because you need it.
Yeah.
Well, normally this can be seen as high as $80, but for our Dish Nation family, it's only $29.
Get out of town!
$29.
That's amazing.
Just head over to morningsave.com and get those pearly whites popping for the holidays.
All right, coming up, we got the front runner for the most obnoxious celebrity couple. We get it. You're in love. More Dish Nation coming up after the break.
Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton's relationship gets more annoying by the day. Gwen Stefani was on with Giada De Laurentiis, and she told Giada that her and Blake don't talk to each other.
That's why it works.
So do you guys sing in the kitchen when you're cooking, especially if it's you and Blake? Do you guys, like, sing the whole time?
We're like we're in a musical constantly, and we just sing. We
Snapchat that stuff because I'm going to start following you just to
see. We don't actually talk to each other. We just sing like a musical, and everything we sing is like, I love you. Like, it's pretty much the whole time, like, about how great we are.
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
It's the couples who just rave about each other and how happy they are all the time that I think deep down are really upset and not happy at all.
I mean, it's what are you thinking you want for dinner?
And then she, I mean, what is she talking about? Like, that is their whole, she says they don't talk to each other. They communicate through song alone. So their entire life is a big Broadway musical.
Maybe that's why Miranda Lambert, she's like, I'm done with the singing.
She's like, I just need to have, well, like, a real quick conversation that does not involve musical notes.
Yeah, maybe that's why she loaded that shotgun on her front porch, is to shoot his ass for singing all the time.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.